Well, welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Paul Pretty, and I'm the student and college pastor at our LifePoint Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, as we continued in our Alive series, walking through the book of Ephesians, what really impacted me was how unity, not division, should be a chief characteristic of the church. And that seems like a pretty obvious statement, I know, but in our current context, I think it's a worthy discussion. In the first couple of verses of chapter 4, Paul urges us to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which we've been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the body of peace. Look, everything about the new life we've been given in Christ comes from the oneness of God, and therefore everything we are as the body of Christ, the church, should reflect that same oneness. And what Paul says is that in order to reflect that oneness, we must be eager to maintain unity within the church. I think Cale talked about this a couple of weeks ago in the idea that often when we talk about unity, we perhaps, rightly so, focus on Jesus's payment for sins and how that unifies us with God. Now, before Jesus, we were cut off from God, separate from God as a result of sin, but through Jesus, we've been once again unified, and we can think of that as a unifying vertically. And while we should focus on that and emphasize that, Jesus doesn't just unify us vertically. He also unifies us horizontally. That is to say that the effects of sin that ripped us apart from one another and placed enmity between us are no longer ruling in our lives. Through the power of the Holy Spirit and from being freed from the grip of sin, Jesus unites us all. And what maintains the unity that has been purchased and reinstated for us is walking in humility, in gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. All of those ways in which we are to walk, though, require us being in community. And that is to say that unity requires community. For example, Paul tells us that we are to bear one another's burdens. Obviously, if you don't know what anyone else's burdens are, and if no one knows what your burdens are, it's impossible to live out this biblical command. That's exactly why we so heavily emphasize our core value here at LifePoint of authentic community. This core value is really lived out through the context of life groups. And what we pray that we experience within life group is the idea that because of Jesus, we're family. I know for my wife and I, life group completely changed the trajectory of our lives. And what also happens is when we are known by others and when we know others, is that when things come up in our lives that we are challenged by, or things that we don't like, or things that we're passionate about that others may disagree with, we have to remember that while our opinions may differ from one another, we may think differently about topics and feel differently about topics, in no way is that an excuse to speak rudely, out of anger, or negatively toward our other brothers and sisters in Christ. I think that's particularly relevant for us today as our society becomes seemingly more and more divided each day. Whether that division stems from COVID-19 shutdowns or masks or race or politics, and I don't know about you, but I'm not sure, it's likely our nation will get any less divided as we lead up to November, though I hope I'm wrong. But in the division that's going on in the world, I think there's an opportunity for the church to reveal the power and the glory of Jesus. Part of Jesus dying for us and giving us new life was so that the world would be in awe over the fact that people so different, people with different views and opinions, would have the ability to love each other. After all, it was Jesus who said in John 13:35, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." So again, the biblical command we're given is to daily live our lives with all humility, gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the body of peace. And again, the way we live this out is through the context of life groups. So if you're not in a life group, or maybe this is a season, and this season has caused you to become isolated or distant from your life group, now's the time to plug in. What I'm praying for us, church, is that we would be a people who, when we disagree, when we have differing opinions, we would remember the unity that has been given us through Christ, and the unity that is experienced, and that unity is experienced then through life group. And through that, we would have such love for one another, such care for one another, that we choose unity over division, humility over pride, gentleness over anger. And as a result, Jesus would be glorified in us and in the world. So I want really to lead us in a time of prayer in this. And when we finish praying, I'll leave some time for you to pray on your own as well. So let's pray together. Father, As our world is divided, I pray that you would stir in us an overwhelming gratitude for the unity that you have given us, Jesus. I ask that you, Father, would use our life groups to knit us together, that you would use the relationships we have in our life groups to cultivate and grow in us such a love for one another that when times come, when we disagree or when we have differing opinions, we wouldn't allow that to disrupt the unity that you've given us. But instead, we would respond in humility, gentleness, and love, that you would cause us, Father, to bear with one another. Maybe for some of us, that means we need to join a life group for the first time. Maybe for some, that means we need to get back into life group for the first time in a while. Maybe for some of us, that means we need to fix our eyes on the cross and once again remember the extraordinary, undeserved grace we've received through you, Jesus, and we need to extend that same grace to those who are around us. Well, I pray and ask all of these things in Jesus' name. At this time, I'd encourage you to take some time to pray on your own as well. And thanks again for joining the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless and have a great day.